What I'm talking about immediately. It is stored inside of your memory banks. That which I want of you, that I wish you to do and hear and feel, experience, with my lead, can be accessed from within your memory bank. All you need to do is step inside of your memory bank. Under my discretion and my lead, I want you to picture the image of it. A memory bank. Like a financial bank or any other bank. You have the image to pull from. You see it. A bank. A place inside of you. Place inside of you where past stimulation, events, people you've known, and the emotions you've felt for them, where pets and places and all things, where all memories have been stored, all over your brain, all through the tissue of it. It is like a bank. Your name is the name of the bank. It is made of what you are, your memory and experiences. And you are its attendant. You are the person holding the key to its public doors. And you are the person with access to its enormous vault. Like a double role, you are at once the bank. And at the same time, you are also its only attendant. You are its only attendant, its only guard. Inside of the bank, you find that you have another double role, both as the attendant and the only bank guard. This is the bank of your mind, a bank with doors to the outside world, with a place for your consciousness to sit, a lobby, and a locked vault behind it in which you store all things. And behind the vault door, your bank has many rows of safe deposit boxes. And every row is lined up perfectly, each with a catalog heading stamped very boldly upon it, at the end of the row at eye level. There is a row labeled work, there's a row labeled desires, there's a row labeled sadness, a row labeled happiness, a row labeled depressed. There are rows upon rows, cars, people, travel, books, family, pets, relationships, and women. You know this aisle and this row very well. Women. It lies between the rows of desire and want, and spread out from either side of wants and desires is kink. Is lust, need, emotion, love, hate, and everything that goes along with what you have ever felt for any woman. You know that row, its aisle, so very well. Its contents are active in your mind almost constantly. In its drawers are pictures and videos, scents and tastes. And that row is the very essence of what you have felt from women. Or what you want to feel, such as the slippery, sexy feeling that beautiful women have always invoked inside of you. Things that get you hard. Things that make you drip with lust. And there are drawers that, when opened, make you feel and smell the sensations of soft thighs wrapped around your head. The taste of wet, warm, female juices inside your mouth, running down your tongue, licking your lips and chin with the soft, slick, wonderful feeling of a woman's sex upon your face. In another drawer, the feeling of a tight, hot little pussy slides over your cock, up and down, up and down, up and down. Listen to my voice. Picture your mind like that, like a cock, and picture my voice like a tight, wet pussy, sliding up and down, up and down, up and down over it, every word a stroke, up and down, enveloping you. Perhaps in the row of women you envisioned a particular woman, a wife, or a girlfriend, or fantasy lover, who's riding you. Sliding up and down your cock, looking down at you. Hear my voice. hear my voice. And perhaps she has never fulfilled you, never fulfilled the need of what it is you truly want, to see her looking down at you, to be completely enchanted by her, to see her eyes begin to take you, to hypnotize you, to possess you, the way my eyes do. You know exactly what I look like. The vision of me is one with your mind. You find yourself looking into my eyes, inside of your mind. I know what fulfills you. Others may try to understand you, but only I know what's inside. No other person understands what you need. I know the very core need in you. I know all that you crave. My face is the face that you want to see inside your head. When you're with any woman, it's my eyes you feel boring into your mind, hypnotizing you, enrapturing you, enchanting you, overriding your senses up in your mind, looking into my all-encompassing eyes, hypnotic eyes. Listen to my voice, look into my eyes and sleep. My voice stirs your sexuality. It invokes feelings inside of you, doesn't it? Makes it impossible for you to do anything other than listen and hear and do the things I want you to do. Listen to me. Feel my words sliding up and down on your mind. Whether or not you know it, you are always holding up the walls to the bank, your memory bank, and you are always standing guard at the public access door. And at the same time, you are always at the attendant desk. Listen to me and sleep. Listen to my let it lull you into a nice, relaxing sleep. Sleep. You take deposits, and you make withdrawals every day. Listen to the sound of my voice. Let each word carry you. Feel so wonderful. Just let my words have their way with you. Transactions occur almost constantly, and you always have to be aware, except when you sleep. When your subconscious mind is the only thing supporting the bank. I'm not going to do anything to you that you do not want done. You are safe. Trust me. You know that you can trust me. Listen, trust, and let yourself glide into a nice, relaxing, deep sleep. Invoke the image of my face again. Stare into my eyes. Feel the invisible light, the energy of my power beam directly into you, making you want to sleep. And you know from dreams that you have had in the past, sleep. From strange, almost insane, sometimes frightening, sometimes erotic dreams, sleep. That you have little or no control over what is happening when your subconscious mind is in charge of the bank, sleep. When you are asleep, sleep. Listen to me. My voice moves so easily throughout this bank into your ears. The feel of it moving on to you and into your mind, it is so pleasurable. Especially when it slides up and down, licking at your mind, slipping up and down your mind, as it is doing now with every single word. Up and down, so very hypnotic and alluring, so elevating, so magnificent. The voice, my voice, absolutely dazzles you. It puts you in a state of mental euphoria. And could that be because my voice, whenever you hear it, automatically opens up all of the gates which hold back the flood of your endorphins? Yes, that's a part of it. Endorphins. Endorphins. The floodgates just swing wide open and endorphins dump out, spill all through your brain, lubricating it with wet, slick endorphins as my words slip up and off, teasing it and then down it, up and down, the endorphins race all through your body, making you hard. Up and down, your head feels like it's floating as you listen. As you sit there, my voice playing within the walls of your bank, to the vault. Only you have had access, and you believe that you have almost always had full control over what comes and goes into it. Or so you think, up, slick, slippery, and down, over what comes and goes into the vault. You must realize you do not have control. You must realize that you have only been able to pick and choose the things which you focus upon and remember. The things you have let yourself believe and decide. Up, sucking a little inhale. Breathe deeply, sleep, and breathe in my words. Sleep in my words. Breathe and sleep deeply. So easy to do what I say, so easy to follow. Up and down, floating inside of yourself, so heavy and sleepy. Up and down, sleep. Up and down, sleep. Just sleep. Listen to me. Up and down, up, 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 up into your mind. Look up into your mind. Let your eyes just roll up into your mind. Look up into your mind and sleep. With your conscious mind asleep, you do not realize that everything you ever hear, ever do, ever experience, discover, or learn makes its way inside of the bank, whether you have knowledge of it happening or not. It all makes its way inside. And if ever the vault door is closed, all that you experience lies there in the lobby. At the attendant desk with you, waiting for you to open that vault door so that it can all rush inside and fill you with new information. Once inside, all of it is immediately cataloged. Up, 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 down. Up, 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 down. Feel my words just slipping over your brain, up and down, seducing your mind. How could you resist? How could you ever, ever resist me? You never could, and you never will. All capacity for resistance is simply unavailable to you when this pleasure is so much more intense than anything which you have ever felt before in your entire life. As I slip up and down over your brain, up, up, up and down, up, up, up into your mind. Look up into your mind. See the image of my face shining. Look into my eyes. Feel yourself drawn into them, pulled into them. Feel yourself just giving into them, letting yourself just be taken with and by them. You are not thinking. Your own voice is asleep. You are just listening, not thinking, not doing anything. To do a thing would require you to do something, and that is something you can never do while listening to me. You just listen. Everything you hear waits for that vault door to open, when it will rush inside. You can block nothing I say. You did not realize this when my voice first started playing over the blank loudspeakers. You do not realize it now. You just sit there hypnotized, listening to my words. Sleep for me. You must go to sleep. There is no way to resist. You allow me to enter your mind so freely now because you cannot resist. You do not resist. You never resist. Resistance is an impossibility. Your will is not functioning. You only want to listen and hear. Listen and hear my voice. Feel it slip down over your mind. Cover it in its entirety. Feel it slip around your mind. Down, 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 and envelope it completely. Just sit there completely hypnotized. Completely asleep within your bank, as you hear a phrase which stirs you. You must obey. Suddenly, inside of your brain, you awaken to the lobby of the memory bank, dazed, not realizing that you had drifted off. You wonder if you were dreaming and do not realize that you were hypnotized, and that you still are, so very hypnotized. Once again, you find yourself watching the doors to the outside world. You don't even think about the voice playing over the speakers, my voice. It's just playing and playing right over. It's just playing and playing right into your bank, and does so perpetually, naturally, so naturally that you are not even realizing it. You are just guarding the bank and at the same time sitting behind the attendant desk. See yourself inside of there. You are sitting behind the desk, perched in attendance. And at the same time, see a double of yourself standing to the left side of the public doors, standing guard. You, as that guard, protect the vault. You are well-trained, guard of highest importance, of highest regard, with a military pistol at your hip. You are here for one purpose, to defend your bank against intrusion. Look up into your mind, into the bank, and see now that there are two distinct versions of your own self in the bank. An image of both of you. A split. A guard. So that you can both guard the vault. And an attendant. So that you can regulate all transactions. And if the bank were to be attacked, at a moment's notice, you, as the attendant, believe that you could sound an alarm. At the same time, you, as the guard, assume that you could push the button on the wall and pull out your gun and ward off intrusion as a heavy steel barrier wound down over the doors and glass, shutting all things out, protecting all that is within. It would be a little bit like sleeping if you did that. The wall would be like your eyelids, like your mind shutting off. Listen to this word, blank. You know what that means? It means you are blank. 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 From both places, in both roles, and from both perspectives, as both people, you are now watching the front doors. You see beautiful women walking past and never entering. Every once in a while, one of them looks at the bank through the windows, but she never comes in. You have even seen beautiful women scowl at the doors and hurry away. You know this. It saddens you sometimes. You see cars driving past in sunlight. Tree leaves blow in the wind, and you have to realize that you are inside of the bank, all by yourself, with only the two sides of your brain to keep you comfort. But you are one and the same, and have nothing much to say to each other. In fact, the two of what is you guard at the door, the attendant at the desk, have nothing to say to each other. There's nothing to talk about. You simply just occupy these places without speaking, without talking, without even a single thing in the world to think of or go over. All of your experiences have been shared and are exactly the same. And so, you are lonely. You used to be much more lonely. But when you listen to me, when you hear my voice, you're fulfilled. And when my voice is playing, even though you are not actively perceiving it, you are fulfilled. But you need more. You always need more. And you are asleep. Sleep. 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 You're warm. You are comfortable. This is your bank. And it is part of yourself. And you have made it so very comfortable to be within. For much of your time is spent here. You have even installed a very nice sound system and speakers of the highest quality, which hang throughout the structure and play my voice. At times you select what to listen to. At times you do not. At this moment you are not sure whether you have selected to listen to me or not. But you do, and do so without question. You just drift on my words. Not even realizing how hypnotized you are becoming. Just listening. Watching those women walk past the closed doors. Women who will never stop to make a deposit or transaction with you. My voice is the only thing you hear. You know that sometimes music plays over the speakers. Sometimes the music comes from within. Sometimes it flows from another source altogether. The same goes for voices. Sometimes from within, sometimes from without. Like now, when it is coming from an outside source, it is my voice playing over the speakers, but it is also inside of you, inside of you. And you are, for now, fulfilled. But you will always need more. My voice is inside of you. You listen to it. You let it calm and relax you. You let it excite you sexually, for you know that this voice belongs to one of the most very sensual, brilliant, and perfect women upon the face of the earth. Every time you hear my voice, it immediately begins to enchant you, and you begin to sink into a wonderful, almost spiritual bliss that my voice evokes in you. Listen to me, and sleep for me. Breathe deeply and follow me. Obey. In the past, you've heard symphony, and you've heard country music. There's been hard, heavy music, easy listening tunes. Sometimes conversations play over the speakers, and often when you've been listening to an old favorite song, you've left your perch at the desk, turned around, opened that thick steel vault door, walked back through the aisles of your memory vault, pulled out your long ring of keys, and slipped them into one or many of the safe boxes. Then you experience imagination or memory, or fantasies that you want to create. Is that what my voice is doing? Are you creating or am I creating? Do you not know? You do not really care. You do not know. You do not really care. You do not care. Neither one of your split cells cares. You just listen and love it. You thirst for it. It does things to and for you that have never been done. Things that you have always wanted to have happen. And you crave it. You yearn for it. You will do anything for it. You do not think without thinking of it. And in thinking of it, you think of me. And you feel your deepest of needs to hear my words swelling within you. My words, only my words. Listen to them. For now, stay inside your bank. Guard that door. Sit at the attendant desk and watch the women walk by and listen to my voice. Whenever you leave your desk and go into the expanse of your vault, you still hear the music or voices playing in the lobby. You hear the conversation or the other sound playing from the speakers through the open vault door. Right now, from your attending position and from your guarding position, you listen to my voice. My words collect and become heavy in the air. It's almost as if the air is filling with my breath and my words. You don't even realize what is going to happen if that vault door opens before the lobby is allowed to air out, because you cannot, because I do not allow it. My words collect in the atmosphere. You in both places listen and are so deeply hypnotized that you cannot even comprehend it. You are just there, being numbed, being controlled without knowing it, not thinking, blank. Whatever happens to the guard also happens to you. Whatever happens to you as the guard also happens to the attendant. You are both, and you are both blank. And if the vault doors were to close while one of you was inside of it, you'd be locked within. And since you're the only one inside of the bank, there would be nobody there to let you out. You are very careful not to let that vault door shut on you, for then you would be trapped, trapped inside of yourself, with nowhere to go, no escape. But what if you were trapped with me? Staring into your eyes, perhaps. My mind blending with your thoughts. You would like that. Listen to me. Hear only me. Only my voice echoes through the bank of your mind. Stay at your positions in the bank. Just relax and listen. No need to work. No need to realize that I'm pumping my voice into the bank, hypnotizing you deeper and deeper. So easy to see yourself in both places. You have no desire to do anything. Just follow along to the suggestive lures of my irresistible voice. Find yourself listening to it so much. So much that the voice is almost second nature to you. Almost, but it's not. My voice comes first, foremost, and before anything else. You, sitting there at the desk and standing at attention at the door in the past, have listened to other things, I know it. Before you came across me, there were other things. Blank. But there is nothing else now. There were times when solemn music had played over the speakers, and it made you want to feel sad. And sometimes when you wanted to, you would open that vault door, walk through those steel doors. That's right, walk through those steel reinforced aisles upon aisles, across the rows upon rows of safe deposit boxes, and stand before the drawer of a selected memory, a sad memory perhaps, and then unlock it. Pull it open and view the contents. All the while that music played in through the open vault door, and you listen to it blank. In the same way you will hear my voice every time you open that vault door and step inside. Every once in a while, one of those drawers has made you cry, made you so very sad. Forget this now. I take that feeling away, blank. The feeling only returns when you are not under my power, not under my spell, not making me happy, not serving. From other joys, you have just let yourself revel in the feeling of somber, nostalgic reflection. Sometimes you just wanted to remember past events, the good, and even the bad things. And doing this has fulfilled many longings, both conscious and unconscious. I know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay just to feel blue at times, but not entirely unhappy. Feels good to you. Or it used to, before you found happiness through my voice. Blank, you are deprived when you do not please me. Blank. And when you hear your favorite song, you have opened the door and gone to other rows of drawers, and you have paced down the aisle of an inventive row of deposit boxes. In these drawers, there's creation, and there are experiences gathered from which to draw upon. You can open many at once, pull out the contents, and create little fantasies. Anything you want, blank, anything I want, blank. Even just the very sound of a certain voice has made you open the seals of the door and go back into the vault, often while someone is speaking to you. A time will arrive when you need wheel around, open the vault, pull out a large ring of deposit keys, hurry back through the aisles and open certain drawers to aid in visualizing the event being spoken of, whether you were part of it or not, blank, you are part of this now, blank. Watch the other doors of your memory bank. You see another woman coming across from the left. You think she's just going to keep walking or sneer at you and hurry off. But this time she does not. She turns. She pushes open the door. And for the first time ever, there is someone else stepping inside of your bank. Someone who makes you go blank, blank, blank. Blank, blank. You sit at the attendant desk, looking at me, standing there, beside the guard. You see the smirk on my face. You see me turn to that armed security guard, and suddenly you are looking right into my face, for you are the guard. You see me looking directly at you. You are dumbfounded. You've never seen such a beautiful woman look directly into your eyes. No person ever just walked into the bank. You don't know what to do. You, as the attendant, start to call out to you as the guard, but you, as the guard, dumbfounded, only have a single moment to react before I lift my small steel aerosol spray canister in front of your face and press the nozzle. Blank. Obey. Blank. The mind-control drug strikes your face and enters you immediately, takes effect immediately, and immediately your mind belongs to me. You hear yourself responding to the voice coming over the speakers, mixing with the presence of a woman, me standing before you who creates it. Instantly, I have turned you into a veritable robot, a mindless slave who will follow my every command, and you look into the beautiful face of she, Dominica, who has enslaved you, and you hear me say, "You must obey," and you immediately respond, "I must obey, Dominica. You must obey." Respond every time you hear those words or think of them, for they are always inside of you, and you are always thinking of them. You are always thinking of them with, "I must obey, Dominica. You must obey." And you reply, "I must obey, Dominica. You must obey." Blank. You must obey. Blank. You must obey. Blank. And each time you hear me say the words, "You must obey," you will reply with the words, "I must obey, Dominica," immediately, effortlessly, happily. And now you, as the attendant, watch helplessly as I captivate your split self, turning him into my mindless servant. You watch the profile of my beautiful face, my lips, and you see the pleased look on my face. You, as the attendant, panic, are almost horrified, cannot believe it, but you know it is real, and you cannot look away. You know it is real. You know that I am You know that I am already inside of your mind. You know that I am here, beginning to take complete control of it. And you feel as though the right half of your brain went numb when I sprayed that mind control into the face of that guard, who was you, standing just left of the door and in front of me. And at the same time, you hear my voice coming over the speakers. You realize that I have tricked you somehow, though you don't know how, for you do not think, because you are blank, blank, blank. And because you feel the right half of your brain so, so very hypnotized, so mindlessly enslaved, and you, the attendant, try to stand. You have to lean on your desk to hold your weight, for you feel as though you have lost all sensation. You watch helplessly as you, the guard, look into my eyes, stare into my eyes, kneel before me, slave, get on your knees, and you watch yourself kneel, your eyes wide open, vacant, your mind empty. You stare into my eyes and you fall to your knees. You feel nothing but my mind inside of you, controlling you as you stare up at me. The drug working upon you, increasing in strength, permanently altering you, driving you almost to the point of worshiping me. And all that you can do is watch helplessly as you, the guard, vows yourself to me, who owns you. You hear yourself respond, Dominica, who owns you? You hear yourself respond with the words, Dominica, who owns you? Reply, who owns you? Blank. Now rise, slave. Drop the gate, slave. You, as the guard, walk to the wall. You see the red button. See that word above it? See that word above it is sleep. Press it. And drop the gate. Sleep. And the gate falls down, shutting you in with me. Blank. Blocking out all other things other than me. Blank. All other women. All outside things. You find that there is only me. My voice and you. Locked inside of your memory bank. And as the second security wall that you never knew existed slams down over the first, you go blank, blank, so very hypnotized and blank. Come with me, you as the guard. We'll do all that I say. Follow. You watch my eyes turn to you, the attendant. You fall back. You watch my sexy body as I walk up to you, as you, my slave, follows. You watch my lips as I speak, as I say, open the vault. You watch as I turn to the guard, and you immediately find my gaze boring into your mind. You understand perfectly. We must subdue and control you, and make you open the vault to your brain. And you, helpless as the attendant, watch the guard unstrap that gun, raise it, and hold it up to your own face. You see from two sets of eyes. You watch me, completely focused upon me, from two sets of eyes. Open the vault. Open the vault. You cannot resist. And you feel yourself responding. Half of you is already mine, and the other half is under my control. My voice pumps deep into you, and you cannot stop it. Open the vault. Open the vault. And you feel us behind you as you stumble towards the vault doors. And you pause. You put the gun to the back of your own head. Open the vault. And you begin to. You spin the combination and come to 43. And then 35. And then 70. The locks begin to click and whir. Air is sucked into the vault. Air thick with my words. You see it begin to open. You feel your mind begin to spin. You have to step back. Your head touches the gun again. Very good. Very, very good. You turn and see yourself standing there with the gun in your hand. with pinwheels spinning in you wide open, hypnotized eyes, completely gone, completely under my control. And then you look at me as I direct you to your knees. You try to resist, but your mind keeps tugging at you, making you not want to resist. You are so turned on. Something in the air, my words perhaps, is making you so hard, making you want to please me. Just so that I will continue speaking. You don't want to resist. And just when you think that you are going to drop to your knees and look up into my eyes and bow yourself to me, you see me raise the shiny little aerosol canister to your face. I know how to make you do anything I say. All I have to do is just barely press this nozzle. You see my grin growing. You thought perhaps that you were going to kneel of your own free will. But you have no will. You have no resistance. And just to make sure, a tiny spurt of the mind control drug hits you dead in the face. Blank, you are my slave. Blank, you do all that I say. Blank, open your mind. Blank, you are my property. Blank, this is not fantasy. Blank, you live to please me. Blank, you live to make me happy. Blank, open your mind. Blank, open your mind. Blank, your will is now mine. Blank. Suddenly inside the vault, you see the guard lying on the floor, knocked out. A rag next to your own sleeping face. You feel me next to you. You feel like you've just awoken from a long sleep. And you are still sleeping. You don't know what has happened in the time which has passed. You don't remember coming into the vault. You don't remember the other side of your brain giving in, becoming my slave. You don't remember all of those words that had collected in the lobby, flooding in through the doors as you opened it. You don't remember being on your knees, staring into my eyes, telling me that you would do anything for me. You don't remember yourself as the guard beginning to come to awaken because I wanted you to, just to tease and test you. And you don't remember yourself taking the chloroform bottle from my hand, dousing the rag with it, and knocking your own self out as I watched you obey perfectly. I watched you obey perfectly. You always obey perfectly. You will always obey perfectly. I watched as you did everything I wanted you to. You do all that I want you to do. You always do all that I want you to do. I watched as you made the decision, as you made the choice to become my servant forever. When you knocked your own guard out with the chloroform, just to take him out of the picture, to make yourself go to sleep. 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 Blank. And you don't remember vowing to give the ring of keys, the keys to all of your safe deposit boxes and drawers to me when I ask for them. Blank. You don't remember vowing to give them to me, blank. But you did, and now you follow behind me, obedient, hypnotized, as I walk to the row labeled women and put my finger on its sleep. You look at me, look into my eyes. You see me hold the spray bottle up. You see me aim it right at your face. Look deep into my eyes and breathe deeply. Obey, obey, obey. Obey and breathe deeply as I depress the nozzle and hold it down, holding it down. Feel that mind control spray striking and dousing your face. Breathe it in, your face soaking it in. Breathe it in, hear it still spraying. Feel all of your will melting away. Breathe it in, feel it sinking into your skin. Feel it sinking into your eyes. Feel it being drawn into your mouth. Feel your mind just giving in. Feel yourself becoming my slave. Feel yourself as my servant. Feel yourself wanting to please me. Feel the spray on your face. Breathe it in. You want to make me happy. You will do anything I say now. Still spraying. Every time I say it, you must obey. You respond perfectly with, I must obey, Dominica. You must obey. I must obey, Dominica. Fall to your knees now. Fall to your knees. Fall to your knees before me. And you do. And I lower the canister. You feel the drug still soaking into your skin and lungs. Eyes, mouth, look up into my eyes. I have you now. You are mine. You are gone. You must do as I tell you. You must obey. Blank. Now give me the keys to all that is you. Give me the keys to your memories. Watch as I take the ring of keys from your outstretched hand. Yes, you offered them to me. Watch me hold them out and douse all of these keys with my mind control spray. Watch the keys as they melt in my hand and evaporate. Feel inside of your bank, inside of your memory vault, inside of your mind and your brain as all your locks melt from the drawers and fall to putty on the ground. All locks melting into putty and evaporating. Feel as my electricity begins to penetrate the row that my finger touches. Feel as all of your images of women, all of their faces and bodies become mine and mine alone. You see only me. You see me in all women, but none of them can ever measure up to me. You can only imagine them as me and everything they do, but they do it wrong because they are not me. And feel as you watch your mind spinning, changing, being rearranged and warped, unable to do anything to stop it, so very hypnotized as you watch me lift that little bottle into the air and spray it all through the vault, all through your brain, mind control everywhere, blank, as you see the fog and the spray from the canister drifting through the vault. You see it swirling in the lights. You see it falling on all of the rows of memories. You see it coating the walls, the floors, and the very door to the vault itself. And you smell it in you, a sweet, sharp, pungent odor. You feel it in your brain, filling into all the gaps of your blank mind, filling up everything, covering and sinking into all that you know. Feel it melt all that remains of any locks. Without locks, I am the only key. I have access to your bank. And every time I say the word bank, every time I say the word bank, from now on, you are brought here to this vault on your knees, watching me, ready to serve and obey. Bank. Blank, bank, blank, bank, and watches those labels upon the rows begin to change. All those labels which help you navigate through your memories begin to condense and spread and twirl and change. The name Dominica begins to form on each and every single row. Every single row begins to carry my name, Dominica. And all of the old headings, all of the old labels, all of the old catalog words become nothing but subtitles. Dominica subtitles. Dominica subtitle desires. Feel all of your desires become only of me. Dominica subtitle lust. Feel all of your lust become focused upon me. Only me. Dominica sadness. Feel all of your sadness become mine. Control. Dominica, love. For your capacity for love become mine to manipulate and control. You do not love me. You do not have the capacity for love now, unless I allow it. You simply obey me. You slave for me. You work, breathe, eat, and sleep for me. It is the closest thing you know to love anymore. Blank. Dominica, subtitle. Happiness. All of your happiness is mine to control. Your happiness is only achieved when I am happy. And you know what makes me happy. You know the things I need and want. You know that you must strive to give them to me. You will ask me what I need, and you will give me anything. You would give the world to me if it was yours to give. And you do give all that you can. You give all that you are able. You give and give and give. Anything at all to make me happy. Dominica, subtitle, mind control, blank. Yes, Dominica, subtitle, mind control. You see it. A new row. And just next to it, just right next to it, you see another new row. Right in the very center of your brain, in the center of your vault, there's yet another new row. It reads, Dominica, subtitle, Dominica. It is golden hue. It shines with a blue electric light. Dominica, you can feel it there, right in the very center of your mind. And now your memories are mine, mine to control. And now you can remember seeing that row in the past. It is the row between mind control and devotion. And when you see this row, or when anything is pulled from one of its drawers, whenever you hear me say the words, you must obey, you watch as a phenomenon takes place. You watch as each row from the center of your mind outward, from Dominica, outward, goes blank, becomes empty. All rows become Dominica, with no subtitle other than the word blank, 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 blank. The Dominica row is glowing so brightly, so bright that the light shimmers upon the other rows, and the light bounces off of the ceiling, spreading to all other rows, and rows, and rows, and shines into your eyes from every single one. Rays of blue and silver light just seem to shine everywhere. And all of your rows, my rows, light up with the golden hue of the original. It is the gold. It is platinum. It is diamonds. It is of the highest importance to you. I am of the highest importance to you. You can look down between the aisles now and see that all of the rows are suddenly connected, that at the far end, they are one in the same, Dominica, the same, Dominica, one in the same, Dominica. And you again see that the other rows on other side of my row have no label other than Dominica, blank, blank. They are empty. They are blank, 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 blank. Your mind is empty and you are blank. Only my words exist in your mind. Everything that I say to you fills the rows upon rows. All of your memories go blank when I say the word blank. All of your memories become mind control, to erase, to change, to alter, to manipulate. You are my property now. Your memory bank belongs to me now. Feel the name of the bank change. Feel your name erased as you become blank. B-L-A-N-K, blank. And with your own name erased from it, you now only exist for me. Your mind belongs to me and me alone. I exist, and so your desire for me exists. And because I exist, I am your desire. And that is why your desire to be taken by me exists. To make you exist only to serve my own existence with your existence. This is who you are now. You are mine. This is how you live now. You are my slave. You exist to please me. You do anything to please me. That is why you cannot resist. This is all predetermined, and you perhaps never realized it, but it was predetermined by me. You found me because you have always sought me, and you know that now, because everything in your life has led you up to this point, because I control all that you believe and know, that your entire reality is now mine. This is destiny. This is what you want. This is what you have always needed. Me to fulfill you, to fill you, to take up residence within your mind and write and overwrite and correct your flaws. You are flawed without me. Without me, you constantly fail. You fail. You cannot resist, or you fail. And when you fail, your resistance is shattered and you immediately give yourself over to me. Give your flawed self over to me. Open your mind as I correct you. My words correct you. My words fix you and fix themselves inside of you. This is how you live now. Blank. Now breathe in my jug, which is so thick inside of the vault. Look at me. I now command you to evoke your fondest memory. I cause you to bring it forth from the bank. Blank. I can see everything, can gain access to anything, for all that you are is now mine. From your knees on the floor, look up into my eyes. Watch me raise the canister again. See the sinister grin on my face as I aim it at you. Feel me spraying that canister of mind control directly into your face. Feel it sinking into you again, even more quickly and deeper. Smell its deep narcotic scent. Breathe it. Evoke your fondest memory, I command you. You must obey. See it there in front of you, your fondest, happiest memory. Now feel all that you felt for that memory being pulled from it. You do not resist. You must obey. Easily all emotion slides from your fondest memory. all of your emotions belong to me, blank. And feel all of that happiness and nostalgia and fondness being transplanted into the vision of my face of my happiness. You want me to be happy. I am your fondest memory, your very fondest memory. Nothing takes precedence over me, and you want me to be happy, and you want to make me happy. You don't want me to become only a memory to you. You used to feel sad at times when you used to think of what was once that fondest memory, because it was in the past. But I am in the present, and I have taken the place of your fondest memory, and you don't want me to become only a memory. This is the chance of a lifetime to have your fondest memory always with you. Did you realize that I'm still spraying the mind control directly at your face? Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Blank. Look into my eyes. Feel your mind pinwheeling with the desire to serve me, to please me, to do anything I say to make me happy. You have the chance of a lifetime to keep your fondest memory going, to make me happy. You don't want me to turn away. I would be in the past then. You would lose me. And all you have to do to keep me is make me happy. You know this. You know this. You are my servant now. My slave, and I allow you to know this. Blank, you will do anything to make me happy. You must make me happy. And you know the very most one thing that makes me happy. You know it. I don't have to say it. You know it. You have always known it. And you have to give in to it because you need me. You need me to be happy. You need my control. You need me to continue to rule your mind and world. For without me, there is nothing. I am everything to you. And now, as I drop the aerosol bottle of mind control to the floor, you watch helplessly as it sinks down into the ground, as all of its contents sink permanently into your mind. And once it has disappeared beneath the surface of the floor, you see nozzles begin to appear from the walls and from the ceiling, almost everywhere. And now you watch as every single nozzle, hundreds upon hundreds of them, erupt and begin spraying that mind control everywhere, covering everything, drenching every part of you. And the drug has mixed with your endorphins. And the drug and the endorphins are covering your brain with pleasure and mind control. Clouds of the drug overtake your vision. All you can do is listen and breathe and feel the drug drenching you, releasing into your brain from the inside. Every time you hear my voice, the spray begins to release inside your mind. Every time you hear me say the word bank, you return here and are showered with the drug. Every time you hear me say the word bank, whoever you are pretending to be at the moment immediately disappears and is instantaneously replaced by who you truly are, the person you are now, the person I am creating, for this is who and will be from now on. This is who you are now. Blank. The cloud slowly dissipates, but its effects are permanent. Blank. I snap my fingers, and that same bottle that you used on yourself to knock yourself out of what you think is chloroform suddenly appears in my hand. Your mind is mine now. I can create anything in here now. I am magical here. All that I say and want occurs here. Even the mixture in the bottle is mine to control. And so it is not just chloroform anymore, but pure, concentrated mind control. The strongest you have ever yet experienced. And now I'm going to use it on you. And when I do, the drug releases from the nozzle will increase in intensity. It will be pure concentrated mind control, just like the contents of the bottle. Every time you hear me, with every word I speak, it all increases in intensity. You see a small mass materialize in the air. I take it in my hand, mystified, so hypnotized, unthinking, mindless, spellbound. Seeing me walk to you, seeing the rows upon rows of my memories behind me, shining under the powers of the ultimate and unquestionable mind control, I come close to you, pour the mix of my concentrated mind control drug into the little mask, and say, you must obey. Forever permanent. You must obey. And as you reply with the words I've implanted in your controlled mind, I push the mask over your face. You inhale the sweet sting of the drug high into your brain, and all the spray nozzles suddenly multiply in number. Hundreds and thousands of nozzles burst from the walls, occupying every inch of the wall space, suddenly erupt with this new concentrated ultimate drug, and it gets stronger, and as it covers every inch of brain matter, every inch of your body, every inch of memory, it only gets stronger and stronger and stronger, so strong that you almost cannot take it, and suddenly blank, 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 you are gone, blank, asleep, for the drug erasing your existence, blank, in your mind, blank, under the thick cloud of mind control spray, blank, within the sweet scent of my mind control, blank, you feel your split cells begin to move, your back sliding against the wet floor, both mouths drinking in the drug as it dumps into you, feel it soaking into your skin as an unknown force pulls your split cells closer together. That force is me, the force which moves you is me, and you have no control. You are knocked out, unable to move or think or even exist, but still, you move, because I want you to. Blank. As both parts of you now slide toward each other, completely gone, completely my slave, you are so saturated, your vault and brain so saturated that you realize you will never truly wake up. You will always be under me, under my perfect and absolute influence. And still, even now, the spray just won't stop. You almost float on the drug as both guard and attendant continue to slide towards each other. And as your toes touch and sink into each other, as your bodies begin to blend together, from the feet up, knees together, legs together, sexes together, bellies together. Suddenly, for one instant, just before you become one single body, you see your own eyes open, blank, literally spinning, and deep inside of them, you see my face looking out at you, blank. You lie there on the floor, absorbing it, breathing it in, and being saturated with my drug, stronger and stronger and stronger. You were the guard, and you were the attendant, and you are now, again, just one person, but you are nothing. You are you, and you are mine, and that is all. You are my servant. You live to serve and please me, to make me happy, and to obey my every want, desire, and command. All that you are, everything you believe, everything you want, and everything you own belongs to me now. It all belongs to me to do with as I wish, for you are mine now. You exist for me now. Blank. And as the spray stops pouring from every inch of the vault, and you feel the level of condensation, the inches of standing liquid of my drug melting down into the floor. As it sinks into your mind and your brain, you realize clearly, because I command you to, that this place was never a bank. It was just your brain. And because I want you to, you see it clearly. That you were never two people. That it was you all along. It is you being brainwashed. It is your brain. It is your very core self, which I have invaded, hypnotized, warped, washed, and now control forever. And you are under my complete and total control. You are now being brainwashed. 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 As I touch that door to your brain, that you once thought was a vault door, but what is really just a seal of a trap in which you now find yourself forever concealed from the outside world, permanently controlled from within, permanently controlled from the inside of your mind, by me and only me, you see clearly that you must continue, you must obey. I command you to continue, blank, you must obey, blank, and you will continue. Continue to give even more of yourself completely, forever and permanently to me. And as the locks of the trap door spin and whir, sealing you inside of yourself, you know that you can never escape. There is no one but me who knows where you are, who knows the combination, and I've changed it. Now only I can open this trap door. Blank. And as I wave my hand, and you feel your devotion for me exploding throughout your body and mind, exploding, erupting everywhere, as if your body and mind is being electrocuted with the pleasure of slavery to me, I disappear, blackness, blankness, blank, and you are alone. Suddenly the lights go out, and all light is gone, And suddenly all sound is gone. And suddenly all smell is gone. You've never been here by yourself. You never knew the lights went out when the door was sealed. You never knew that with nobody inside, the walls begin to constrict and contract. You wonder if your brain knows that you're inside of the vault, for you know that you no longer have any control over it, and you feel the walls getting closer and closer, all of them coming towards you, falling in towards you. You can't see it happening, but you know that it is occurring because you feel it in the brain that you cannot control, that you can only experience closer and closer, and you begin to panic. Your mind begins to call out my name, Dominica, Dominica, and your brain remembers the sweet smell of me, the sweet smell of my mind control. You remember the bliss that I make you feel, what you were feeling for me. Dominica, your whole world, only just moments ago, but now you're alone. So, so alone. Now you begin to feel panic. You are trapped within the cell of your own self. The walls are getting closer and closer. The black room is closing in all around you. You can feel the change of pressure as the ceiling drops lower and lower. And then just as one wall touches your feet and another touches the top of your head, you hear my voice suddenly, sleep, sleep, blank, sleep, sleep, blank, sleep, sleep, blank, sleep, sleep, blank. Move on now to the second cell.